We're up to the few tests on Medal of the Mishnah and the seventh Perek. Mishnah Mo'ayz Shenimtzu Bein Hashkolim. If you found money between, remember, the 13 boxes and the last six were from the Dovas. If you found money lying between the Shkolim, which was the first box, to the Nedova, which is the last six boxes, the Gemara will say, how is it possible to find that money between these two boxes? They found money lying on the floor. Questions: so which box did it come from? Korev l'shkalim, if it's closer to the box of shkalim, then yiplu l'shkalim, belongs to the shkalim. L'dova, if it's closer to the box of l'dova, yiplu l'dova. Machza l'machza, if it's half and half. What do you do if it's half and half? You don't know where it came from. It's exactly in midpoint. It's like by an egla rufa. Here's a question, but like egla rufa, if it's half and half, then both cities have to. Over here, you do the chumrah, yiplu l'dova, and the dova is considered a chumrah over shkalim. Even though the dova was the oilus that put him in his bech, and shkalim was the karma chatas. The reason why in the dova is stricter is because the shkalim, any leftover money in the shkalim, they use it, the leftover shiri halishcha, the leftover money in those boxes, they used to use for building the walls outside the shlaim. Mashenki and the dova always went for the mizbech. And also because the dova went for oilus, all the meat is consumed in the mizbech. Mashenki, shkalim didn't all go to the mizbech. It was a chatas, and the chatas was a Yom Tevim, so the part was koyim. What happened? You found money between Eitz and Levoina, the box that's designated for the wood and box for the Levoina for the incense. Korev Leitzim, if it's closer to the box of the wood, you put Leitzim. Then it goes to the wood. Little Levoina closer to the incense, Yipul Levoina goes to the incense. Machza Lemachza, if you find it in midpoint, Yipul Levoina, it goes to Levoina. Levoina is stricter. Why Levoina is stricter? Because Levoina itself is a carbon. The wood is only a machshiri carbon. Helps you prepare carbon. What about Ben Kinyan, the guy's Eila? You found it between the box that says Kinyan, which is made up of Eila and Chatas, according to Tanakhama. And Gizli Eila, which is only Eila, Kod of the Kinyan, if it's closer to the Kinyan, Yiplu the Kinyan, that's where the money comes from. Kod of the guy's Eila, Yiplu the guy's Eila. Machza la Machza, half and half. Yiplu the guy's Eila, half and half, it goes to the box of Eila, because that's a stricter one. The obvious question is, but what happens if it's a person, what if Taka came in the box of the Chatas? Then you have, if it came from the box of the Chatas, the problem is, if you test someone off in the middle of the Mishnah, if it came from the box of the Chatas, then the woman there was relying on the money being used for her Chatas so she can go back and eat kachin, but now it wasn't. During your Chatas, the Gemara will discuss it. Bein chulin lemaiseh, but you found money lying around, and the question is which box it came from. So whichever is closer, that's where it comes from. If it's in the middle, we'll always be stricter. Bein chulin lemaiseh sheni, you found it between the box that says that at home. You had a box of chulin, and you had a box of maiseh sheni, which you will take with your shlaim. Kod of the chulin, if it's next to the box of chulin, yipul the chulin. That's where it came from. Lemaiseh sheni, next to the box of maiseh sheni, then yipul maiseh sheni, goes to maiseh sheni box. Mechza lemechza, half and half. Yiplu the Maisa Sheni. If it's half and half, it falls in the Maisa Sheni box. Obviously, that's stricter because you can only eat it in your shleim. Zakal, this is the rule. Halchin achra kod of lahakal. This is the rule for the rest of the boxes. You go after whichever is closer. Whether it's lenient or strict, we don't care. But mechza la mechza, half and half, we're always machmir. Says the Gemara, lehutzcha, I don't understand. I don't understand. How in the world are you telling me you found money between the box of shkolim and the box of the dove? This is the first box, and that's the last six. The box next to the shkolim was the kenim. So you should have said, between shkolim and kenim. It was a circle. It wasn't a straight line, the boxes. They were in a circle. Therefore, the last box is next to the first box. That's why shkolim is next to the dove.
What's the shirish of this word,
buchli? I have no idea. It's Aramaic or something, but that's the title over here. But what's the Shadish? No idea. No idea. So you want to write the Machzel Dove? Why is it fall? Why did it go to the Dove? Why is the Dove considered stricter than Shkolim? You would think Shkolim. Shkolim is all the Kabbalists. Number of reasons. Is the baimer, those want to say Shema Yipul Shira Lishcha. Those want to say what happens to leftover money from Shkalim if they don't need all that money. The money goes to the leftover Lishcha, the leftover chamber, which he used for walls around the slime. Is the baimer, those want to say Mechzel Mechze. Mechzel Mechze is Kimishemes. Those want to say that half and half is just like the owner died. And what happens if the owner died right before you gave the shekel? And Rabbi Yossi once said, Adanot Haman, once I was in Bavel, Shammed, I heard Kol Rabbi Yehuda, the voice of Yehuda, Shaul, the Shmuel, he's asking Shmuel, Hifrish Kol Vemeis, he set aside your shekel, then you die. What happens? It falls in the dove. Over here, if you find money lying on the floor, as if there's no owner anymore, and therefore it goes to the dove. That's reason number two. I see this Eifah Shalai, listening to, overhearing the conversation, you also overheard that what happens to the Kohen Gadol leftover money from Sidis Eifah? Rabbi Yechon Amar, you literally have left the money, throw away into the Yam HaMelech. And Rabbi Lazar, Eifah Yipul Dove goes to the dove.
What do you say Yipul Dove? It means better Kabayis?
But Dove means that they keep on. No, the Kabayis, it's Ketzim is Bech. Yeah. The Kashi has a question. Yeah. Yesh Chatas Kreva Oila. How can a chatas be brought on oila? This woman who set aside the money for kainim is born for a chatas of an oila. You're telling me now that all the money you find, I don't care whose money it is, we're going to put it for the keep them as back occupiers, the oilas. How can a chatas turn into an oila? Two problems. First of all, a chatas by a bird, you do a below the line, oila bird, you do above the line, so it's not even the same carbon. Second, what about the woman? She's relying on it for her carbon. Okay, tonight Bezen who they made a condition ala Moises, the leftover she akrivu oilus. They made a okay. So the first question I'm going to ask is how do you take a chatas and you do before and make it an oilo and the blood is sprayed different place above the line below the line. So we answer tonight Bezen. But the next question is but Isha hazayis b'metem mechapera. She's relying on it. How? What's a kapara? I'm going to beit chok tonight Bezen who the Bezen made a condition that hamesapik is a kinyan that the person who's in charge of taking care of all the birds. Who misakes if they find there out there, he has to take from his own money, from Lishcha's money, and buy more kabanas to offset what was found on the floor. What about between the Akhtayas and Eitzim? Didn't mention what happened if you find money there, or Lavoinas or Kapadas, or what happened if you find between the Lavoina, the incense, and the Kapadas. You're talking about money if you found between two places, so yeah, whichever's closer, or whichever's more chomer. You only mentioned three examples. What about the other examples? But Tanisa B'Seifer, more answers. That's why the Mishnah concludes, Zeakal, this is the rule. You always go after the one that's closer. Mechza, mechza is exactly in the midpoint. Lahachma, you always go to chumra.
If the Mishnah would have taught first the klal, it wouldn't need to teach all these protein.
Why three of them?
Three specific circumstances.
Maybe because each one of these three we had questions on in the Gemara. L'cheda, why you? How can you do this when you're hurting the woman? So the Mishnah will teach you that. How can you do the l'cheda korban shkolim is stricter than a davar? The Mishnah tells you a davar is stricter than shkolim. But however, Eitzim Levina is an obvious thing. Eitzim is not a carbon, Levina is a carbon, and obviously you go to Levina. Why the Mishnah spell it, I don't know. Mishnah. Lahachem means that where the money is more chama, where it's more kaidish. So for example, in the first case, Mr. Shkolim and the Dover, we give it to the Dover, because the Dover, all the money goes for an oil on the Mizbeach. Shkolim, the leftover money, you build walls around your slime. So sending the money to the Dover is stricter than sending it to the Shkolim. Mishnah. Mois. But that's what Chamachmer. Machmer is, let's say, both Kedusha, but this one, the meat ends up here. Yeah, this one ends up in Mizbeach, which ends up the Kainer. Still both Kedusha Kedushim. So it's not a measure of Kedushas, but okay. Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah we actually had in Pesach of Zayin, so we should all be familiar with it. Mois, money, talking about finding money. Shinimtsu, lifnei seicher beima. You found money in Yerushalayim, but where was the money lying in front of all the people who was selling cattle? La'oila meiser. We'll always assume that the money lying there comes from the purchaser, and the purchaser, most of the money in Yerushalayim, the purchaser used to bring with them all the meiser sheni money, and they used to buy animals to eat in Yerushalayim, and the leftover money they would give to cousins or friends in Yerushalayim, but they should eat shlamin with it. So therefore, and they would be buying animals. So most of the money being used to buy animals is Maisa Sheni money. Abi's question is, once the money goes to the hand of the vendor, the money is no longer Maisa Sheni. So L'cheda, it's a 50-50 chance whether it's Maisa Sheni or not.
So the Kedusha of the Maisa is now Chal on the Behemoth.
Exactly, you swap the exactly. It's a transfer of the Kedusha. So Tesis are the answers of Zion. We look at the people. Most people, we don't look at the most of the money, look at most of the people. And most of the people would be the purchasers. You have one vendor for the 100 purchases. So therefore, so you find money to Laila Maisa. Ubahara buy where you find money in the base of Migdash. The Maisa Shani money able to use outside. So if you find any money in the base of Migdash, it's Chulin, we'll treat it as Chulin, even though the taste already asks. How do you find money? Basically, you're living in a bracha, you're not allowed to bring money into a money belt in the Beis Hamikdash. So Tesa says, you're not allowed to bring money in your hand because it's grub, it's crass. But if it's in a discreet place, then it's all right. Uvi Yishalayim. What about Yishalayim itself? So it depends. B'shakoyim, I just want a whole year long, you find money there besides chul. Everyone, all the money, most of the money lying around is ma'aser. Why a whole year is it chulin? Because we have a rule in Yishalayim, we used to sweep the floors of Yishalayim every day. So any money that was there from yesterday is already gone. So it's new money. And new money, it's probably chulin money. What about Basa Shanimtza Ba'azora? You found meat in the Azora. If it's large pieces, then probably it's an oila. Because the oil didn't cut a small, it stayed in the Mizbech and it burned up there. However, the chatiches, if it's small pieces, because kainim would eat it, if it's human consumption, they would cut it down to small pieces, then obviously it's a chatis. With shalayim, you found an animal in shalayim, you say, zichhe shalamim. In shalayim, you say, it's probably a shalamim. Zebe zebe, whichever it is, shalamim, whatever it is, to uba tsurasin. What do? You cannot eat from this animal because maybe it's very nicer. So what do you do with the animal? It's to uber tsurasin. You let it wait overnight, just in case. To decompose, so that you shouldn't be chayiv, that you, let's say it's a shlamim, that's 2 days in a night, and it's only one day, you're going to be even aved of a burning kachim. So you leave it to uber tsurasin. The yatzel beis ha-sefer. And then you burn it. Nimtza begvulin. If you found in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, what do you do? Eivorim, you found meat cut in big slabs, then probably snavelis, cutting up for your animals. Chatiches mutar, you found meat lying in the street, it's mutar, in his mana mishnah, if all the people, they were yidden. Or was once even roiv, till Rav came along and asked it. Bosses and the salamanai. Uvishas regal, no yamtiv, shabbos and rubbe, but on yamtiv, when there's a lot of meat, then af eivorim mutaris. On yamtiv, there's a lot of meat, then even the limbs are mutar. Yep. So on Yom Tov, we'll say that on Yom Tov, that even the big limbs are mutter because you're gonna, people don't have the time to cut into small pieces. Even big pieces, it's for human consumption. Because a lot of meat is consumed in Yom Tov. We had in Gemara, you know, chulin that 4 times a year, you know, you have to announce oisa is benoy because a lot of meat is being consumed. Says the Gemara, loy tzurcha, the loy harabai is kodesh. Gemara has a question. The loy tzurcha leharabai is kodesh. What are you doing there with l'cheder? Why in the harabai to tell me it's chulin? Maybe it's kodesh. Just like outside, you told me the money is ma'aser sheni money and it's kodesh. Why can't it be that the money in the Beis Hamikdash also is kodesh? And not like that. Maybe the money, the pashtas, the money you found in the Beis Hamikdash came from the Beis Hamikdash, and all the money in the Beis Hamikdash is set aside to be kodesh. All the money that's set aside for kabbanis and kinin and all those things, it's all kodesh. What do you tell me? It's chulin. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chia, b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, chazaka. We have a rule. She'ein ha'koyim moitzim in alishcha mois ad shem chal abehem. As soon as they take money out of the kupa, the first thing they do is they swap it. They don't want to have any kodesh lying around. So right as they're taking it out, they would say, and this money is being swapped for that animal or whatever it is, and that animal's kodesh, now this money is no longer. So even if it came from one of these kupas, it's cholin. Said the Gemara, Bosa Shrimsa, Rablaza Shrimsa, there's a machlekes we had in Gemara Pesachim, between the Shokish Rabbi Yechanan, that if you're Messiah, Das, and Behema, by carbon, we're not allowed to come anymore. According to Rabbi Yechanan, because we're choishes that maybe became tummy. We're choishes that maybe became tummy. Since you weren't guarding it, you weren't watching it, maybe somebody tummy touched it. The Shlokish says, no, it's a psul naguf. If you weren't minding, you have to mind your animal. If it weren't, the animal itself is possible. My nafkamina. The nafkamina is, over here, for example, according to Rabbi Yechanan, if you found the animal, do you have to leave it for ubet surunat? According to Rabbi Yechanan, it's only a suffix became tummy. Right? If you're Masir Das and animals, only your suffix become tummy. You get rid of the animal before you do, you need Ibutsurasan. Because maybe it's not tummy, how can you go ahead and burn it? Mashang, according to Shlokish, as soon as you're Masir Das, the animal itself definitely became the psul naguf. You don't have to wait till the next morning, you can burn it straight away. Chayim, I'm bringing an eye from this Mishnah here. Since the Mishnah here requires Ibutsuda, you found an animal. What's the problem with finding an animal? The problem is that it's a Heschadas. And the Mishnah says you need Ibutsuda. It's a right, Rabbi Yechel. It's not psul naguf, it's only a chash. Maybe he became tummy. Says the Gemara, "Avolaz Hashem Raisha, he see achdas or see a das tor and ibetzuda. If he see achdas and ibetzuda, because the suffering became tummy." Amar Rab Hashem, Mastisin Amar Kain. The Amishah clearly says so. To ibetzuda, the Yatzel Beis Reiva. When can you burn it only after ibetzuda? Amar Rab Yosef no Raya. The yas lachloi inati yachol shemen is kalkul tzerosai. The fum kain tzerach mei matuba tzerosai. The beis reifa. No, love not yipshat at all. But maybe the word here is that maybe that it's a shlamim and therefore it's still within its time and that's why you're not allowed to burn it. That's why you need yibatzura before you burn it. But really, it's a psul neguf as well. So there's no raivim here.
One second, a shlamim which is still in its time, you said you do?
No, it's like this. The shlaki is saying, where did you find this animal? In the Azorah. Yeah. In the Azorah, it can't be that maybe that it's a psul tumah because there's no tumah in the Azorah. Therefore, why need Ibatsura then in our Mishnah? So the shlaki is saying this Mishnah has nothing to do with tumah, with the hetzchadas of tumah and at all. Here, the problem in our Mishnah here is maybe it's already noiser. I don't know how long this is floating around the base of Midrash. It's noiser. Maybe it is noiser. Maybe it isn't noiser. Maybe it's yesterday's carbon and it's we don't know if it's noiser or not. So therefore, we need to leave it another morning to know for sure that it's noiser. Nothing to do with this argument of Yechon Shlokish about Hesach Adas with the Shasha Tumah or Sakabadai Tumah or Psul Guf. In the Hazara, there's no Tumah in the Hazara. They used to sweep it all the time. There's no Zuda. They can make sure there's no Tumah there.
So how's the chance that something could be lying around for so long?
It was
it's a
yeah, but from tumah things that they ate shrotzim and things that are tummy.
They wouldn't notice such thick flesh, did they?
I mean, yeah, but maybe they thought maybe they're watching it or something. So somebody next to it, they weren't looking out for that. Nimtzah begvulin. If you found in Yishlai, Rav Krispoi, Rav Yosi, Rav Chagniyah, Evorim Neveles. If you found, when we say that if you found large slabs all over Eretz Yisrael, we assume it's nevela that you caught it for your animal. It's not a Sufik nevela, it's a Vada nevela, and if somebody sees you eating it, loikin aleim mishum nevela, it can take you to a bezdin and get malchus because it's a Vada nevela. How do I know? Masnit amr king. It says clean mishnah. It says in the mishnah evare nevela. If it's large evare, it's nevela, and the chatich is mutaris. It's small piece you'll eat. Doesn't say small pieces will make. It says chatich chatchil to eat. So when it says that large pieces you shouldn't eat, it means you're not allowed to eat. Vada, just like this, you vadi lari. This vadi not allowed to eat, and therefore you get malchus. So isn't the same thing similar? Evarim nevelus, like a lemish nevela. You get this vaday nevela, you get malkukur nevela. Rabbi Krispa v'shei Rabbi Yitzi, but Rabbi Chanina, im ha'yemachruz, I'll tell you another din, however, but if you found that this meat was hanging on a string, even those large pieces, then mutaris is mutter, because we're assuming they were set aside for private, because you don't take care of the meat like that if it's for animal consumption. Says the Gemara, we had the Gemara in Ksuvis and other places. Teisha Chanuyas, if you have nine stores, but in this case, there we had nine stores selling kosher meat, which we'll have in a minute. Now we're talking about nine stores that sold treifa meat. Meichel is Bosnavas selling treifa meat. Va'achas Meichel is Bosnavas, the one that's selling kosher meat. Nis Chalfuloy. Now you don't know where you bought it, which store you bought it in. Choshesh. We are worried. We are worried. Wow, this is probably treifa. Obviously. Ulan in Tsas, if he found it in the street. If you found in the street, you still go after the rave, and the rave over here is. In other words, if you walked into a store and you don't remember which store you walked into, the nine stores treif, one store kosher, we had in Gemara Ksuvos Daf Tezvav, it's called kavua. Since where did the suffix start? In a makom kavua diga place, where the meat comes from, you just don't remember where you bought it. And kol kavua ke mechza mechza. So if somebody saw you eat that meat, they cannot go to a bezdin and say, hey, I saw the guy eat treif. You don't know he ate treif. It's only a 50-50. So kol kavua ke mechza mechza. However, if you found it in the street, we go after majority, and majority is 9 stores out of 10 is treif. We will take you to bezdin and you get malchus. So here it's stricter if you found it in the street, because you go hechza treif. That's right. You get malchus. Nimtzas hechlech reif. What about teisha chanuy is moicha boshchut? He had 9 stores selling kosher meat, but achaz mecheder bosh nevela and 1 selling treif. Nis chalfula again the same thing. Choshi not allowed to eat from it. If you walked into a store, you just can't remember which store you walked into. It's called kavua kemechta mechtadamin. So we're machma. You can't eat. But if nimtzas you found in the street hechlech reif, you could eat it because hechlech reif. Omer Rabbi Yechavich said, what about Nimtza B'yad Nochi? He found it in the hand of a goy. It's Kenintza B'platis. Like you found it in the street, and you go after the, you know, you say what? It's like you found it in Nimtzas, you found it in the street, and you go after the roiv. Rabbi Loza Bar Rebbe Chanya, Havi Masmech, he used to lean on Amon, a lot of them roiv in Shalmi, he used to lean on other people. Chomi, he saw L'chan Amoy, a goy, Mekateya, Min Susi, he saw a goy carving his dead horse, Umat Big LeBron taking it outside and feeding it to other people. Omelis, I don't understand. You just said Hanim Tzas, he found in the hand of the guy. If it's not just Israel, we say he came from Roi. Here we see the guy taking from the horse. Hadod Amar Rabbi Yechon, this Rabbi Yechon said, Nitzal B'Yanochim Minintz Blat, he'll eat it. How can he eat it? Look at this. He's liable to take from his own horse and carve meat, and you're saying that you can go ahead and eat it because you assume it's kosher. Amale Kena Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi said, you know when he said it in? Rabbi Behein Shiro Oise Yeitz B'Kulon Shai Yisrael. You saw the guy walk out of a Jew store. And then later you find something in the guy's hand, you assume that the meat that you found in his hand came from a Jew store. But if you tack a found in the guy's hand, you didn't see it come out of a Jew store, you're not allowed to eat. Who knows where it came from? We don't know where it came from. Only question then, what's the chiddush? If you saw him walk out of a guy's store, unless you saw him walk out of a store, but you didn't actually see what he had in his hand. Because if you saw the whole time he walked out of the store and his hand, it was a shayla, exactly. Exactly. So it must be the chertor. You didn't actually see what he had in his hand, was concealed, but you walk out of stores, and then chances are, and Rav stole the kosher, chances are that it's kosher. Says the Gemara, Chad Barnash, there was a person in Tzipoydin, there's a person in the city of Tzipoydin. Ozel boi mizman kupa mitavcha. He wanted to buy his flesh from the local butcher shop. Lo yoyevle, he had a big fight with the local butcher shop, and the local butcher refused to sell him kosher flesh. Refused. This guy, he needs his flesh. He went to a guy and he said to the guy, do me a favor, go into the store and buy for me meat and bring it out to me. Vice, bring it to me. Later he got the meat, he turned around to the guy, butcher shop. Aha, you thought you, he's your butcher shop, he thought you're not going to sell it to me. Didn't I buy from you against your own will, because I have the flesh. I had this guy walk in and buy the flesh. Amalei, so the guy, the butcher shop, said back to him, he was a guy, what do you think I gave him? Even though we learned in the Loisainu is Hamisech, you're not allowed to tell a goy you're selling treif. If a goy walks in to buy kosher, you're not allowed to sell treif as kosher because it's the east of Loisainu. We didn't the Rambam you had just
now. Because his intention is to buy kosher.
Yeah, I just had the Rambam last 2 weeks ago. We had a Baba Kama, but it's not a long time ago. No.
That shows that you've been learning your Rambam well.
Yeah.
So the loisain is because what he's you're tricking, his intention is to buy.
Yeah, if that's what he wants to buy, he wants to buy, and you're tricking him. But anyway, no, the first time don't ask him that. But lecheda, so this is now the shaili is that he tray for not. Rabbi Yimish Rebchina, Maisa Bolifne Rabbi, this very story or similar story came before Rabbi. But Aman, he said, like Kulamanei Mason Kulan Nutapilin. We don't believe this butcher. We don't believe him that he actually gave treif to this person. You don't believe him.
The shopkeeper knows what he's selling.
Yeah, no, but we don't believe him. He just did it to taunt the guy. We think that he just did it to tell the tell you they're in a fight. Remember? So So the Rebbe said, "Kula menei mason mekulin zepayin." This guy butcher is not believed to us the butchers in Zepayin. We say everything is kosher. Okay, so till now we learned that Basashin is Alam and Ayin is Mutter. If you found it in the hand of a goy, the problem is you found it in the hand of a goy. Found it in the street, you learned claw, you're allowed to eat the flesh. Nobody knew where it came from, you go up to rave. But if you found it in the hand of a goy, the problem is the goy himself might carve out a horse, so you have to see where the goy came from. However, Rav, Noch is Letaman, Rav came down there, Rav when he went to Babel. We learned he wasn't at the store, he went to Babel. The Gemara Gittin we had over there, that when he came to Babel, he made a lot of takanas and he changed the whole place around. He didn't go to where Shmuel was. He didn't go to Nadoi. He went to Sura, and the day was not a very Furim city. And he changed it around and made Sura the big city it was. Chamsin, he saw that Mikili, and he saw they were making everything, including this din about buying flesh from a goy or getting flesh from a goy. They used to use goyim all the time to buy them flesh and so on. So he decided to be machmer them, and the chomrele, and he asked all bosses of the Salmanai. Because he saw how lightly they were treating him, they were asking goyim to buy things for them, and who knows. So he asked, call any basa shesamanai, Rav is the one who came to that issa. So now, this is the basis for that issa, because he came to Sudan and he saw how lenient they were with goyim. Chad banaj, the person Ozli wanted, he went.
Nothing really to do with the kashrus of the meat itself.
But based on the story before, the goy cut his own carved his own meat. There's a possibility. And therefore, they were taking it so whole, wholesale. They're having all these goyim going and buying for them. He decided to be machmer. What did he actually see them doing wrong? It's not clear. They weren't even treif. They tell the goy, go buy for me. That's right. Yeah, says the Gemara. the story. Chadbar is a person. Va'azali went boy. He went. He wanted boy. Meshizga askufte begoinada. He wanted to go swimming in the water. The inchesay, and he left his meat behind. Va'azale, and he left. Chaza boy mitzvah. Then he came back and he wanted to take it. Amale Rab. Rab said to him, he took his meat to the river to wash his meat out, to rinse out his meat in the river. And then he left, he forgot it in the water. Then he came back to take it from the water. Rav said, you can't take this meat. Why not? There's no going involved at all. Amalei Rav, asalach, Dani, not allowed to take this meat. Why? I don't know, Amalei, because I say, he shot him out of the meat you put into the river swept away. But I see, and this meat you have here is a piece of veil that was brought down. In other words, basash and esalim and ayin. Maybe this meat that is some other meat, trefa meat. Again, we're emphasizing, basash and ayin is not necessarily the goy, but chlal, meat lying around without any supervision, who knows what it is. Chadban, as the person of Mahalbash who was going to the market, Tom Kufit is buying meat. Also, Daisa came along this bird, this, I don't know, it's an ostrich, whatever it is, the chotfim and grabbed it from him. Umal Kusin ran away. Chaza boy mincer. Then he saw lying there. He wanted to take it back. On the Rav Asalach, it's Asir. The norm I say, Basel Vela have it. You know, Malkusa Venozba Ahu Achrina. That why that this meat here was an Avela was brought in by this bird, and your meat is gone again. Basel Shenis Alam in Ayin. Basel Al Nine. Okay, we'll stop here tomorrow. So this is where the whole idea of Basel Al Nine came in.
Rav, he says it's an animal.
So, it used to be like a big ostrich or something. No, what is it? Vultures.